Good day out there to all my success warriors. Hey, I wanted to come on and speak about some excitement that I got in my heart. When I saw so many people yesterday, before they picked the lottery numbers, talking about what they would do with their money and the great things they would do. And you could almost see the happiness on their face because they were able to take themselves and put themselves in the moment of having the best life, of having everything they wanted and having the ability to affect their lives and the people around them and people who aren't around them, just to be out and reach out and touch. I heard so many stories while I was out, and you know, and even between my friends and I, the things that we discussed, that I woke up this morning and I just had such a feeling that, you know, what if we all felt and thought that way every day and applied that good energy to our lives, to our desires, to our goals, to how we parent, to how we are parented, to how we deal with coworkers, how we deal with strangers, how we deal with everything. If we applied that same good energy in our everyday lives, and it just made me want to just speak on it. And it took me a while because I was at work, but it's been in my heart all day long that I just had to get this out to tell people that you can live those great moments every day. The one great thing, Eric Thomas says, that separates us from animals is the ability to imagine, your life the way you want it to be before it even is there. To take yourself out of your current situation, no matter where you are, and be able to feel how it feels to be in that moment, to be in that happiness, to be in that success, to be in that great feeling of reaching goals and becoming successful and knocking down the walls of doubt and taking care of things that you've always dreamed of being able to take care of. What if you took your imagination and ran with it every day? What if you took a little bit of time every day to feel that good, to feel that good feeling? I wish everybody felt like they felt before those numbers came out last night, or they woke up this morning and saw that they weren't triumphant in that victory. But the truth is, you really were. Because for a few hours, you were able to imagine your life not as it is now, but as you would want it to look down the line in life. So if you only take that energy and apply that to everything else, what good steps would you take now that you aren't taking? If you saw yourself more where you wanted to be versus where you are now, if you took yourself on a mental vacation to that great place, that great moment, that great feeling, and use that feeling to gain so much more control of your life. There's so much more in you. There's so much more inside of you. And it just doesn't come out when a lottery ticket's about to be called. It doesn't come out. It's in there waiting dormant for you. It's waiting. Don't allow those ghosts to visit you before your time is up, when it's time to go to your grave. Don't allow them to say, hey, we stayed with you. We were here with you. We could have came out. You could have brought us to life. But you chose not to. You chose excuses. You chose doubt. You chose other distractions and excuses to keep you from where you wanted to be. Don't allow them to come up. Take care of it now. Take a few minutes out of every day. Even the busiest of people have that. Take a few minutes out of every day to envision your life the way you want it, to see how it feels to walk in that grass, to see how it feels with the air touching your skin, to see how it feels just to look at the people you love and see them smiling at you when you look like a champion, when you feel like a champion, when you live like a champion. You are already winning if you decide to stop losing. Everything you have is inside of you now that you're going to need to take you to that next stop. Everything. Now, you're going to experience a little bit of pain. Let me be the first to tell you, it doesn't get easier. But understand that if you want an easy life, you're going to have to do things the hard way. But if you want a hard life, continue to do things easy. This is so vital to the comprehension of what life is really about and taking over our lives. There is no one outside of you right now that is bigger that is a bigger influence on you than yourself. Take that and champion that. Understand that. Respect that. Respect that power you have inside of you. If you believe what you believed before those results came out for the lottery, and then you got the bad, the unfortunate news that you weren't the one, you are the one, because you were granted an ability and a little bit of time to envision, to imagine what it would feel like. Go into that moment every day and let that push you towards your greatness.